the Dirty Hand Family Band.
And you're listening to Radio AccuWomp. Woo!
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Yeehaw, y'all. Radio Like You Want back in action, out of the gate, and bucking like a couple Broncos.
You've been out west, Mike. Like, you were out there roughing it in the wilds, weren't you?
Idaho,
Montana.
I fought a bear. I skinned a buck. I did it all, my friend.
Sometimes you get the bar. Sometimes the bar gets you, Mike. How was it? I was out there in the Midwest, my damn self, and in the west. With Nashville pussy.
I mean, come on. You were just had west both barrels blasting.
Oh, man. I went to Orange County. That's about as west as you can get. And we were there with Fear leaving. That's right.
That gig. I missed the show.
He's quasi-country.
Yeah.
We are going country this week.
Let me tell you, leaving with like nothing more to just play country and shell that Fear
that's
shit.
That's right.
But,
he
you
needs
know,
the
someone's
cash.
Gotta pay the
don't
bills.
We all?
Me too, goddammit. I hate punk rock. And this week I get to play some country, my true love, my first love is, Black. Coming back from Montana and Wyoming, I can't get enough.
All right. Well, buck like a Bronco, Mike. All kinds of shit is happening out there. We got our regular features, of course. The Estrogen OD, my personal fave.
The lady time. Before that, we're going to also hear It Came from the Garage.
Oh! And don't forget the Globe Trotter. We go all across
around
the globe on Radio Like You Want. Steve Jobs is dead.
Yeah, he just passed away, my friend.
Can you imagine? Don't say passed away. I don't like that. He's dead.
He passed away. He passed like gas.
There's a bucket. He kicked it. However it went. He's gone.
All right. Let's forget about Steve Jobs. Forget about death.
I can't forget.
Let's get away with a little country action this week. Getting back to our American roots. Dave Vanian and the Phantom Chords. A fine English band doing America's finest imitation right here on Radio
Like You Want.
Thank you. jukebox.
Here, you ear.
Ma'am?
Thanks, just all to pieces. Sour Belly Trio, coming right up.
Let's move!
Side table, Batman?
Just looking, thanks. I'll stand at the bar. I shouldn't wish to attract attention.
There's no way to meet the monthly bill. Folks are getting laid off at the mill. If your girl is cheating once again, just remember, you still got a friend.
You can count on beer every day of every year. You can tell all of your troubles to those bright and golden bubbles. You can count on beer when the world is insincere. Bring a round, sing a cheer. You can count on beer.
You can smash the fog lamps on your truck. To hustle, pull, you need some lady luck. But when you're feeling lower than a hound, there's one thing that never lets you down.
You can count on beer every day of every year.
You can tell all of your troubles to those bright golden bubbles.
You can count on beer when the world is insincere. Bring it round, sing it, cheer, you can count on beer.
Politicians only tell you lies, and all you see are prices on the rise. Bosses say that there'll be better days, but somehow you ain't never seen no raise.
You can count on beer every day of every year.
You can tell all of your troubles to those bright golden bubbles.
You can count on beer when the world is insincere. Bring it round, sing it, cheer. You can count on beer. Hey, you can count on beer every day of every year.
You can tell all of your troubles to those bright.
Globetrotters. spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, of Kumbaya, of Chaos and Carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter. Blag, where the hell are we heading this week, my friend?
We are going to Medellin, cocaine country, my friend, Los Sucios. Their track is Nada Nueva Baja El Sol.
Nice job.
El mundo pues será una porquería, ya lo sé. En el 506 y en el 2000 también. Siempre han habido caos, engaño, estafa y terror. Por placer, miedo y dinero. Pues será una porquería, ya lo sé. No es ninguna novedad, la peste y la miseria. Siempre hemos sido guiados por lo que tenemos colgado. Por placer y por dinero, o por miedo que perjudica. No hay nada nuevo bajo el sol. La maldad no es invento de esta generación. No hay nada nuevo bajo el sol. La maldad no es invento de esta generación.
Say it. Oh, the name of the band?
Sucios.
Los Sucios. Nada nuevo viendo el sol.
Yes, you Latin lover.
The international way, my friend. That's the international
language,
international people.
Well, you've been out there, right? You've been, it's kind of like Mexico there in Idaho and Montana.
Those Montana's just like Medellin, my friend. Same deal.
Oh, that's right. Colombia.
Yeah, they're from Colombia.
We can't confuse this stuff. Because you can get good coke from Medellin. You can't really get shit from Mexico. Some bad weed, meth around the edges, shit.
That's right.
I want some serious blow. If I'm going to South America, I want something good.
Go to the source, Medellin, and check out the show by Los Sucios.
That's right. We shouldn't lump them in with that, right? They would probably hate that.
Sorry.
It's just
guys.
We love coke. We're
They're
not
trying
blaming
to be
you.
Punk guys that are cool down there.
That's
you know,
right.
They got no scene to support them. Come on, Black. Don't slag
support
on them.
Support the scene, man.
That was our Globetrotter of the Week. All the way from Medellin, Colombia. Before that, David Allen Cole. Also from Medellin. Very
David
few
Allen
know
Co.,
that.
Motherfucker. And I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking, Black?
Suppose every time you buy coke, you really are helping a local band, like a Peruvian band or, say, a Colombian band. You know what I mean? Like, you could think of it that way, that you're really supporting
you could,
the scene.
Or you
every
could think about
you
it as, like,
coke.
Fucking up many a lives, supporting drug cartels and,
creating
a drug war.
There's all these different ways to think about it.
I tell you what, my friend. Concentrate on that while I backlist these tracks. Dead Kennedys before that, Rawhide, Dave Innes,
no!
The Phantom Chords, Someone the Third Likes
it.
Me. And now we're going to listen to GBH, Coke Fiends Extraordinaire.
Stop it, Mike. We'll be right back.
Yo, 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 Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. My job is to go underground and find the newest jams and bring them back to you while you sit comfortably in your recliner and don't have to do any of the dirty work. Today's track is from The Marvelous Darlings, who features Ben Cook of Indie Darlings, Fucked Up. The track is called I Don't Wanna Go to the Party, and it's on the 7-inch, I Don't Wanna Go to the Party. Check it out.
She got a bad old man.
Howlin' Wolf in the motherfucking place to be.
Down
Chester.
At the bottom. Is that the place to be? Down at the bottom.
I'm telling you, if your name was Chester, wouldn't you want to be called Howlin' Wolf? I would.
I'd want the, quote, the molester, unquote, in there somewhere. I mean, if you're going to be Chester, you might as well go all in on that motherfucker.
I know. Why shorten it, like, to Chet or something? You know, you're either Howlin' Wolf or you're just Chester, the full-on molester.
Yeah, either one. Howlin' Wolf right there. What more can you say about him other than he was a molesting coke fiend? Little Baby down at the bottom, 7-inch for you audiophiles. 1961, that single came out on Chess Records from some hick town called Chicago right there.
We don't fuck around on radio like you want, baby.
Marvelous Darlings before that. I Don't Want to Go Down to the Party. Wow, that's a brand spanking new one. Charge, GBH before that. Valley of Death, City Baby's Revenge, 1986, and that gets us up to date, Blake.
Oh, Lord, Mike, you have put together a sort of a country, a jamboree almost, I call it. I want to throw on my gingham and just get deep into Radio Like You Want this week.
Yeah, it's all got some sort of country vibe coming through it because we've got the Dirty Hand Family Band, San Francisco locals, coming up in just
when I think
a scant
country,
second.
I think San Francisco. I think a cafe, a cappuccino maybe, a nice pastry, country.
Because you're pretty stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for me to put it all together.
Otherwise.
The day I was born, when I go wrong, Lord, I'll die. Oh, man, pray to believe, talk to believe. Lord, I'll die. Oh, man, my wife's dead and gone. My kids are dead and gone. Lord, I'll die. Oh, man. Heaven can't wait.
Family Band.
Woo!
I'll tell you what, it's a collection of just down-home regular kind of folks from the always friendly San Francisco Bay Area.
Once again, this is another San Francisco super group. It's like The Firm. It's like Power Station. All right, so let's do everyone to do a little round of introduction here.
Johnny Dismal.
Seth Stowaway.
Sam Marie.
Danielle Stowaway.
Two guys, two chicks. Couldn't be hotter than that, could it?
Yeah. Plus five other members that
Does
are not here.
Every jam just turn into an orgy? Come on, be serious with us. Tell me.
You guys start looking at each other, and then like the song.
I'm glad
like,
you shut the door.
Fiddling around, and the notes start dropping.
A lot of gayness.
Wow. A lot of male on male action. Now, do you guys reciprocate?
This is radio. We're like Howard Stern now. What kind of passions are you guys displaying?
All right, let's get down to the brass tacks. So this band grew out of a band from yours, Dismal, called Horror X.
That's a big fan of.
We were just talking about this. Now, this kind of band, you had this sort of bluesy soul influence thing, and then friends just started piling on. Yeah. Tell me the story.
Basically, one night we played a great show called the Retox Rumble at the Retox Lounge, and Horror X played, and then the Stowaways followed right after. I was upstairs drinking when they were playing. I was like, that motherfucker's guitar sounds so good. And we all ran downstairs and we just sat there and stared at their set the whole time. And after, we became friends. And
you guys didn't know each other before the set, though?
No.
Oh, wow.
And then we just kept running into each other a whole bunch of times. And about the following year, Retox Rumble Part 2, we played again, but as one band.
Sequel. So now how many members you got in counting right now? So
Nine.
Uh-huh. Wow.
There's a Charles Manson type family quality to these guys. You can hear it. You know,
Always forever. The cult comes second.
Yeah.
All right, Blag, you've been warned. Something. Keep your pregnant friends locked up.
I got him chained down in the basement, Mike. Well, we heard "Lord, I'll Die a Poor, Poor Man." Now I'm saying let's get into some up tempo stuff. This is Always Say Get 'Em, the Dirty Hand Family Band on radio.
Like you want.
With Always Say Get 'Em, gotta catch 'em in the mouth. Say if it don't kill 'em, well at least I'll have a heart attack. I don't know about you, but I don't really like cheese. Get back,
get back.
always say get them right here on Radio Like You Want. And now, an exclusive.
Exclusive.
Wow, look at that. We're moving to the morning show here in just a few minutes. This is a world premiere exclusive right here. Never
hey,
heard
BJ
before.
BJ and the Bear. That's right. It's right just here. Me and Mike doing our thing on the radio. Listen, that
traffic
out
weather
there is
coming
a
up.
Bitch,
those knuckleheads
huh?
in Washington are doing
I'll
it again.
Tell you what? Every last one of them, Mike. Oh my God.
It's hilarious. All right, we're going to hear some live stuff right here.
We're playing live music on the radio. Fuck the dumb shit, Mike. We can say whatever we want.
Kick it off.
Well, I got two jobs in the city. I work my hands to the bone. Got a dog, I sold my house, and I live on the road. They call me Dirty John, I'm headed for the open road. Oh, Lord, take a look at me.
On radio like you want.
Here we go again. Just one more time. My heart ignites. Just one more time. Oh, baby, 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 what my heart's aching for. You got to go a little further down the line.
Come on.
Hey, Black, don't look now, but you got some barbecue sauce on your wife, Peter.
I got a barbecue stain on my white T-shirt, and I'm playing the blues. It's a thing that I do. Mike, listen.
Keep it rolling there, honky-tonk, man.
Ordinary, normal people need their own kind of music. That's what country is. It's a music that says, I'm proud to be a dumb, stupid piece of shit.
I'm so proud to be a dumb, stupid, dumb fucking
idiot. It celebrates the dumbness. And we... I got a record collection here full of really demented, weird, you know, hillbilly music. But we've forsaken that. We're going for really weird, stupid country music this week. I'm proud of us. We went out on
I rented a bulldozer, and we just went up to the country store and pushed it all in the Radio Like You Want pit and said, like, get the stupid country in there. And then I jumped up and down on top of the pile and actually packed it down with really dumb country songs.
And then, speaking of
then
dumb
I called
country.
You up and said, what do you think of the set list? And you said, I think it's brilliant, but I think we can fit some more stupid-ass country in there. In fact, maybe we could play one by Scatman Crothers.
Who's a black guy? What could be less country than a black guy?
Country guy of all time.
Hootie notwithstanding, what could be less country than a black guy?
Hootie notwithstanding.
Are we allowed to leave this shit in?
I love Scatman, and I love radio.
Like you want. It sounds like Hit the Road, Jack. Wait a minute.
Shut up, the song's playing.
In the firmament. Bookity bookity book, book. Bookity bookity book, book. An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. And all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yay!
Oh, yippee-yay-yo!
Yippee-yay-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. Bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he heard the riders are coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yay!
Oh, yippee-yay-yo!
Yippee-yay-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky. Riders loped on by him, and he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on the range, then cowboy, change to your ways of today, or with us you gonna ride. Trying to catch that devil's herd across those in the skies. Yippee-yay-yay! Yippee-yay-yo!
Yippee-yay-yo!
Ghost rider in the sky.
Ah! Hi, this is Jim Heath, the Reverend Horton Heat. Now buy me two beers for that.
Hey! Hello, walls. How things go for you? Up and walked away. Well, I bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, window. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared, well, look here, is that? that a teardrop in the corner of your pain. Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling, I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We gotta all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time. Us all along the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, walls. How things go for you today? Don't you miss her since she up and walked away? Well, I bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Yeah, but lonely walls, I'll keep you company. We'll be right back.
destroy.
How do you do it?
Every song should end like that.
Week after week.
Even the country punk song.
It's like
end
you
like
got
that.
Drunk, I got high, and this show just gets worse and worse.
It's like you got in a Bronco, and then I slapped it in the ass, and it started bucking around, and it flipped you off, and then started
just
stomping
this
on
Western
you.
Thing. I thought you meant a Bronco like OJ. We got in the Bronco, the Bronco.
No, no.
We had a low-speed chase. We could do that. You could be my Al Cowlings.
That
Mike.
Could be some sort of... No.
Right? Don't you
I
think?
Was thinking you could be my... Oh, wait. You're the guy.
So you're going to have the big, huge stand out there with the low... Okay. Hey, fine.
Hey,
I've stolen enough.
I host a podcast,
Mike.
Man. I mean, come on. Let's get real about this fame thing. All right, right there. The Dickies, Wagon Train, Stukas over Disneyland. Before that, the Reverend Horton Heat and Willie Nelson together. No, that didn't happen at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. That happened on the Twisted Willie album, 1996. Hello, Walls, right there. And we started off with country's biggest star to date, Scatman's Crothers, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Gone with Scatman, 1960.
Remember Scatman from Chico and the Man? He played the garbage man guy.
I remember him from The Shining.
He was in The Shining,
of
course.
Axe in his fucking gut.
But, you know, Scatman came from the fact that he, like Chuck Berry, liked to eat women's feces. And you
No, but you know what? The whole thing about Scatman was... Oh, shit. Here comes the
lady. Speaking of
ladies. I am woman. Hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore.
There's lots of them.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the caring, touching, gentler, more rodeo side of Radio Like You Want. Flag this way, we've got Johanna Neal. That's right. Daddy was a preacher, but my mama was a go-go girl, kind of like the Blagg family.
That's true. That's a description of the Blagg family tree on radio.
Like you want.
Walk 40 miles for you.
I have a love.
By Richard Berry, the founder of Louie Louie, and one of the great American men of letters.
That's right.
In this rock game.
Man of letters. And numbers, too. You don't know, he had a whole secret life of numbers, Blake.
Is that right?
You
got to
get
numbers?
Down on that. There's a book about
Richard
it.
Berry, he's the man, Los Angeles finest.
But that one was performed by a group called The Sharps, and it featured the great Duane Eddy on guitar.
You got to love Duane Eddy. A poor man's Link Wray? Maybe.
I'd say a richer man's
but
Link Wray.
He gets credited with The Girl on Death Row, one of the all-time great
He gets
songs
credited
of
with
time.
A lot of stuff, but especially that one. Have Love Will Travel, right there, came out in 1958. That's the Sharps version. And Joanna Neal before that, Daddy Was a Preacher, But Mama Was a Go-Go Girl. Actually, quite a few versions of that song as well. That one's from 1969, a go-go classic. To be sure.
Yeah, there's actually an Amish version, which was Daddy Was a Preacher and Mammy Was Just a Whore. But they, that version, it did well on Amish radio.
Yeah,
but
no, Amish.
That's a limited.
So the Amish market ate it up. It didn't quite cross over the black Latino market
that's
like
right.
they had hoped it would. But, you know, you take your chances, you do what you got to do.
In the Amish scene, that's the way it goes. But we promote all kinds of scenes on radio like you want. That's the beauty of us. We do the Globetrotter. We get all over the globe.
I say we just stop doing females. This show and just do an all Amish, this hardcore Amish show.
Hardcore Amish?
Yeah.
What would the band be like? Buggy?
Dwarves, of course, would be featured predominantly. Oh, my God. What
Lord.
The hell?
Somebody save us from ourselves.
Amish demons coming.
It came from the garage. Oh! Fuck yeah, you found a great one from the New Mexico area. I just got back from Albuquerque. That's not even a punchline. What'd you find, Mike?
The Chob. We're pretty quick.
As a matter of fact,
let's do it.
Why you sure? Don't tell me you have love. Be a fictional lie. If you put it so far, I'll hate you. Oh, I mean to tell you, darling, that you'll never come back, no. And that leads us to the arrival that we'll pretty quick as a matter of fact. We'll pretty quick as a matter of fact. We'll pretty quick as a matter of fact, alright. Oh, give it to me. Your love, you're the only one I know that says above. Put your love in a bag and swing it round your head. Yeah, it can't be done, baby, I know. Cause we're pretty quick as a matter of fact. We are pretty quick as a matter of fact. We are pretty quick as a matter of fact, yeah. We'll be right back.
good, you can do the trick. As a matter of fact, I said we're pretty quick now.
We're pretty quick, as a matter of fact.
Iron Man. I am Iron Man. I am Iron Man. Ha 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 ha. Nobody helps him. Now he has his revenge. Heavy boots of lead fills his victims full of dread, running as fast as they can. Iron Man lives again.
As we Eskimos found out, I was sent down to study your language. Your language is like ours very often. Our Eskimo language, like many other North American Indian languages, is polysynthetic.
Brandon's got a bow and magic, called it Romeo. Made of four transistors from a clock radio. Just going to the groove on at a quarter to 12. Did a $9 dagger on the backseat to hell. Spraying her soul like it's camouflage. Running from the devil, man, she's hiding from God. Cabaret mentholated, pornographic drug, psychedelic, cybersonic, honky tonk love.
That was Borland. Don't ask me what that is. Groove Hole, found by your boy, Mr. Mike Routhier. You gotta love that one. Before that, William Shatner with his version of Black Sabbath's classic Iron Man.
Be looking for that one on Searching for Major Tom, coming out in just a little bit. That's the a cappella version, Black.
William Shatner, when he made one of the greatest albums of all time, of course, the classic Has Been. It's been about 5-6 years in the making. You got to get on the telephone and you got to call us here at radiolikeyouwant.com, 415-315-9662.
Interviews at radiolikeyouwant.com is where you send all your MP3s for the Estrogen OD. It came from the garage. Globetrotter and more. Make sure you get your guilty pleasure in there as well.
We got to thank the Dirty Hand Family Band for stopping by this week. Had a great time with them. I'll tell you what, it's been a country-ish experience with you, Mike, but we got some partners up in this.
Oh, it's been country black upstairs and down.
Tell them about our partners up in this broadcasting field.
We want a big, big thanks to punkradiocast.com for streaming us every week. Also, louver.com for sending the reruns out on Mondays to all you thirsty ears.
And, of course, you can go to radiolikeyouwant.com. You can download us any old time. Mike, here we come.
Driving me insane. Got a little rodent problem in my brain. Crocodiles in the belfry never be the same. Girls in the attic, oh, she's picking at my brain. Girls in the attic, oh, she's driving me insane. Fully automatic, symbiotic man, living in
greedy worldwide.